which is not much bigger than what we got here today for vinyl. So it's pretty small. And this photo is Mrs. Ryan and President Weingard opening up and dedicating the Frank Ryan Studios. It was part of the official opening ceremonies of this building. And there was a separate one for that.
Well, I think it's the speaker's still in the spot, isn't it?
It certainly is.
There you go.
And of course, at that time, we were still AM. Right? We didn't get our FM license.
Now, in terms of our broadcast license, we started off at what, 50 watts or
50 watts, yeah.
Which, and then in 81, we received an increase to our license to broadcast at 250 watts, which was part of an application. I've got the engineering brief for that as well. But we were looking for a larger increase, but because the McMaster radio station is on the same frequency and was increasing at the same time, we both increased to 250 watts.
When we applied for our FM license at 50 watts, the radio station in Barrie intervened against us because they said that we would overlap their signal in Rockwood and that that was part of their territory.
Right.
50 watts. But needless to say, that didn't go very far. So it's... yeah, it's kind of an uneasy relationship the campus stations have with the CRTC. We kind of fit in the little bubble between all the other radio stations, right? So it's a real license, but yeah, you know, only Carlton's got a real license. You're a big power. That's it for me. You guys have lunch.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
You're most welcome.
Limited.